It's Jania, and welcome to the Moms for Christ podcast. I wanted to share a word that has really spoken to me for the past few weeks, and it comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 41, verses 15 and 16, and it says, "Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'I had a dream, and no one can interpret it, but I have heard it said of you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it.' 'I cannot do it,' Joseph replied to Pharaoh, 'but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires.'" And this word really struck my heart because the backstory is Joseph had been in a dungeon and all these terrible things had happened to him. And now Pharaoh is calling him to interpret a dream that he's had. And at that opportunity, Joseph could have taken all the credit for himself and said that he could interpret the dream. But immediately he corrects Pharaoh and says that he cannot interpret the dream, but God would give him the answer. And so, you know, in here, Joseph is really understanding his shortcomings and the power of God, and that he can trust God because he knows that God will give him the answer that is desired because the glory has been given back to God. And it reminds me of a lot of times Kyle and Roland like to work on RC cars together, and Kyle has a habit of taking things apart and not knowing how to put things back together. But he knows that he can ask my husband and he'll come and he'll help him to put the car or whatever it is, the project that they're working on, back together, and that he can trust him that he'll teach him how to accomplish whatever it is that he's looking to accomplish. And I just want my children to be the same way with the Lord, that they understand their shortcomings and that they don't try to do things on their own, but that they look to God to help them in every situation and every circumstance, and that they understand that when they look to God, when they lean on the Lord, and when they trust Him to guide them through every circumstance, that God is faithful and He will lead them wherever He desires, because His plan is for them to prosper and not to harm them. And so I really want my children to learn to lean on the Lord while they're young, to learn to trust in the Lord, and as they lean on the Lord and come to the Lord to help them in every situation and every circumstance, that God gets the glory back because they understand that they couldn't do it on their own, and that it was only by God's love and His mercy that He has helped them through that situation. So would you just join me today in praying for the children, that they would learn to lean on the Lord, trusting the Lord, and that they would always give the glory to the Lord because they know that it is God who has carried them through, that it is God who has seen them through every situation and circumstance, and that when they trust in the Lord, He will direct their path. So Lord, we just thank you. We thank you so much for these children. We thank you for the word that you have provided, Lord. And we thank you for the story of Joseph, Lord God, and just such a beautiful example of learning to look to you and to trust you and to give you all the glory, Lord God, that they don't take that glory for themselves, that they don't take that honor for themselves, but that they would learn to lean on you and trust you, Lord God. And as you see them through, that they would give all glory and praise to you because they know that it was not them that carried them, Lord God, but that it was you, Lord. And so, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for the way that you carry us through, Lord God. And Lord, we just pray that our children would learn, just as they learn to lean on their parents, that they would learn to lean on the Lord, trusting that you will see them through. And giving you all the glory and honor because of your goodness and your mercy upon their lives. Amen. And so that's the word this week, is that our children would truly learn to trust in the Lord, allow the Lord to direct their path, and that when He does help them through a situation or a circumstance, that they would always remember to give glory back to the Lord. Have a wonderful week, and I'll speak to you soon.